Welcome to the Bushnell Project. I'm John Bushnell, and this part of the project is Making Marriage Great, the podcast about being a better husband with a biblical worldview, at least from my opinion. Husband of 34 years almost, father of 8, have seen 4 of my children get married, excited for the next 4 if that's what God has for them, and trying to give my son's advice, my son-in-law's advice, and others who will listen. And I've had encountered many of you young men who are like, hey, John, can you start a podcast or whatever the modern things are? So I'm not going to get on video, but this works. And I hope that it's benefiting you. If it is, if you'd leave a comment, that'd be great. If you've got a question, leave a comment about that question. That'd be great. Love to hear from you guys about what's good, what's happening, or some struggles that you're having that you'd like for me to speak on. Looking at intimacy, ended up with trying to describe intimacy. I've heard different people say it this way, into me see. So how into yourself are you allowing yourself to see? Are you allowing God to see into you and speak into you really about who you really are? So being intimate with God. And then being intimate with your wife. I think those are important things for us to do. It really helps us to grow as men. It matures us to realize that we're not perfect. We have flaws. And to look at what are our strengths and to really grow our strengths and to look at our weaknesses and accept those. Because probably not going to make your weaknesses your strengths. Your strengths can be your strengths. Your weaknesses, that's what God uses to keep you humble maybe. So to walk out that humility, to be a good, godly man, is to be a humble man, but to be a strong man, to be meek might be a better word to it, and to grow intimate with God and intimate with your wife. But the practical aspect of being intimate with our wife, we're going to talk more about in the next 3 days, is I want to unpack an odd verse, maybe not too odd of a verse, but a verse from Colossians that I find to be very challenging sometimes, but from Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. And so we're going to unpack that a little bit. But today, I just want to give you a real practical hands-on being intimate with your wife. I want you to think about what you do for your wife, where sex is not the end game or the end goal, right? So for some of you, you're like, well, I don't know. That seems to be me all the time. And for some of you, you're like, come on, crazy. I do lots of things for my wife, and sex has nothing to do with it. Well, good, good. But let's look at what do we do that interests our wives? What is it that she is into that we're willing to get into? Are we willing to go shopping with her and spend time walking around the store, the mall, whatever it might be, with her? And I know that's kind of a dying thing lately, right? So it's kind of the go online shopping. But I think there's still an aspect of if she likes to go around and shop, to go with her. Or is it acts of kindness that you can do? Do you keep the car always filled with gas? Do you make sure that every light bulb that burns out in the house is changed? That any little thing that needs to be fixed that you can do or kind of sort of could do, that you do it, or that you get it fixed by having someone else do it. Those speaking her love language, knowing her love language, and really becoming great at speaking it the way she understands it, right? So those are, I think, is important, and that we need that every day when we have energy, creative energy. So whether that's in the morning or at lunchtime or in the evening, for me, it's definitely before the evening. By the time I get home, I am spent. So sometime during the day, I've got to make a point to pray for my wife, to think about something that I can do or say or articulate in some way where I know she's going to feel loved and feel that love coming from me. So sometimes it's just a text message or actually doing something for her that speaks that love language. So I want to challenge you guys today. When you are most creative, spend 5 minutes just thinking about how you can be intimate with your wife, how you can cherish your wife, how you can love your wife, how you can be more open to your wife about who you are and how you want to really, really, really know her deep down to the very core of who she is. God bless you guys. We'll keep the subject going.